For most females of the Cretaceous, finding a mate who's stronger, more clever, and has more advanced killing tools than the next male is crucial. But that's not all. For a T-Rex male, surviving to adulthood means he's probably had some good parenting himself. And it's likely he's also developed some strong hunting skills. And probably even learned to duck when Quetzalcoatlus swooped down and tried to steal him as a chick. In other words, you don't make it this far without some good genes to pass down. But evolution isn't just about mating. It's also about ensuring those valuable eggs actually hatch and grow up. The prehistoric world of the Cretaceous period. Here roam creatures from the outrageously large to the incredibly terrifying and the truly bizarre. But every dinosaur, no matter how radical, is hatched from an egg. And like the well-engineered bodies they will eventually grow into, evolution has created some of the most advanced eggs history has ever seen.
An egg is like a space capsule. Everything that the embryo is going to need is pretty much in there.
And evolution developed something else. The shell of a dinosaur egg is built like a motorcycle helmet, able to withstand a severe shock. And then for even more protection, there's the albumen, or egg white.
The egg white is kind of a gel and has multiple functions. One is to keep the embryo that's developing moist, but also acts as a shock absorber, because if the egg gets jarred, you don't want to kill the embryo that's developing by a sudden shock.
A well-constructed egg makes it that much more likely that a hatchling will survive. And when that youngster grows up, it will pass on those very same genetic traits that saved it in the first weeks of life. Inside this tiny home, a single fertilized cell divides rapidly. These cells become a myriad of tissue types that will make up bones, skin, nerves, and organs.